over not just that rule and regulation, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, but every last cotton picking one of them. I mean, every law, Jesus said, I am Lord of it. Now, how in the world is He Lord of each one of these? Well, back in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, He explained it to us. He said, don't think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. You see that word fulfill? That word fulfill means to complete. It means to fill up. It means there's nothing left. And so what Jesus did, He completely and perfectly obeyed, sinless as He was. Completely and perfectly obeyed the law of God in His own life. And so He completed that law. In fact, when you get over to Romans, let me see if I can find this real quick. When you get over to Romans chapter 10, verse 4, the scripture says Christ is the end of the law. Get that? That end means it's complete. It's done. He is the end of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Now get this. If He completed or fulfilled the law, so there is righteousness for everyone who believes. This means that everybody who comes to Jesus by faith for salvation, and Jesus comes to live within them, then the law of God is completed or fulfilled in their life. Now, beloved, get this. Are you under the law? Yes, there is a law. And what is that law? Well, Jesus was asked on one occasion, Jesus, what's the most important law? Tell us which one it is. And Jesus said, well, there's actually two. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. You love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. You have completed or fulfilled the law in your own life. In fact, the scripture says this over and over again. Let me just give you a couple of verses. First of all, in Romans chapter 13, verse 8. It says this, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Get that? Love your fellow man, you fulfill the law. Down in verse 10 of chapter 13, it says, love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Exact same word that Jesus used in Matthew 5:17 when he said, I haven't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And so here the scripture says, when you love like that, you fulfill the law. Over in Galatians, one other verse. Over in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And so what that means is, you're called to fulfill the law. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. When you do that, you fulfill the law. Now here's the problem, of course. And the problem is, I don't have that kind of love within me. You don't have that kind of love within you. I mean, I have a hard enough time loving God, it's impossible for me to love you. I'll just be honest with you. I've said it before, some of you just aren't that lovable or that loving. Scripture tells me I've got to love you like I love myself. I can't do it. Quite honestly, if I'm honest about it, on the best day, I can't love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. It's impossible for me to. So how does it work for me? Am I lost? Am I not able to fulfill the law? Because I'm under that law, right? Love God, love your neighbor. Well, what happens is, I come to Jesus Christ, and He has fulfilled the law. I come to Him by faith, based upon His grace, based upon the blood of Jesus. He reaches down within me, and He pulls out all the junk and the garbage and the muck and the mire and the hatred and the bitterness and all that junk in my life, all that hatefulness. And He takes Himself and He puts Himself in me. And remember, He's fulfilled the law. And when He lives within me, and now His love is in me. And so now the love of Christ which dwells within me and the fulfillment of the law allows me to love God with that love and to love you as well with the love of God which is in Christ Jesus who is in me. And now I've fulfilled the law. You got it? Remember? Fulfill or love is the fulfillment of the law. And I can only do that with Christ in me. And you. So let me just show you how this all works out in a practical way. Remember our Messianic Jewish friends. And I don't want you to think anything that I've said, I'm trying to put anybody's down or their worship down in any way. If folks feel led
to worship Yeshua HaMashiach on Shabbat and use all the Hebrew words, I honestly don't have any problem with that. Do that. But don't try to tell me or somebody else that I'm not a good Christian or I don't do it right because I don't do it the way you do it. If you want to follow all those traditions and laws, that's fine. But don't think that you're commanded to do that. Let me give you the definitive statement on this. It's found in the book of Colossians chapter 2. In Colossians 2:16, the scripture says, therefore, do not let anyone judge you, watch this, by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. Very important. Don't let anybody judge you on any of these things, including the Sabbath day. He says, because these, verse 17, these are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality is found in Christ. Even the Sabbath day is a shadow of the reality. What is the reality? Jesus Christ. He's the work. We rest in Him. That's the true Sabbath. When you've trusted Christ, you've fulfilled the law of Christ. You've fulfilled the law of God. You see that? Now, how does all this take place? Back up just a couple of verses in verse 14. It said in verse 13, actually, it said, He forgave us all of our sins, verse 14, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it all away, nailing it to the cross. Now, what he's talking about there, the written code, everything in the scripture, and then the regulations, all those things in the Mishnah and everything else, all those do's and don'ts that everybody says you got to do. What the scripture says here is that Jesus took them all upon Himself and nailed them to the cross. Now watch this, beloved. If you think that you are under this law in some way and that you need to obey the law, whether it's I've got to worship on Saturday because the scripture says remember Shabbat, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, or anything else, if you think that you've got to keep that law, then what you have to do is go to the cross and take it down off the cross, because that's where it was nailed. And if you're going to take that one down, take them all down. Because if you're going to stand before God responsible for one, you're going to be responsible for all of them. Why in the world would you take something down off the cross? If it were nailed to the cross with Jesus, why would you want to take it down and try to fulfill? If it's fulfilled in Him, you don't need to work anymore. Just rest in Him. Rest in Jesus. That's the mantra. Rest in Him. And when you do that, you are free from the law because it is fulfilled in you. When I was pastor at Avoca Baptist Church, one of our precious saints there was a lady named Jessie Reister. Lady. Her first name was Jessie. Last name was Reister. Jessie Reister. And she loved the Lord and she loved her husband Dewey. And Dewey's gone on to be with the Lord now. But every time we had a fifth Sunday singing or something like that, she wanted to sing a particular song that was not found in our hymn book. And it aggravated her so much that she went and found a copy of this song, made a bunch of copies of it, came to the church, took every hymn book out, and pasted a copy of this hymn on the front cover of the book. So when you opened it up, there was this hymn. This hymn is written by a guy by the name of P.P. Bliss, who lived back in the 1800s. He was a composer, wrote a number of hymns, and he was also an evangelist. He wrote the song Almost Persuaded, Now to Believe, Wonderful Words of Life. He was really a wonderful composer. He wrote this song. And Jesse introduced it to me, and I've loved it ever since. The title of it is Free from the Law, O Happy Condition. I just want you to hear it. Free from the Law, O Happy Condition. Jesus has bled, and there is remission. Cursed by the law and bruised by the fall, Christ has redeemed us once for all. There on the cross, your burden upbearing, thorns on His brow, your Savior is wearing. Never again your sin need a pall. You've been pardoned once for all. Now we are free. There's no condemnation. Jesus provides a perfect salvation. Come unto me, oh, hear His sweet call. Come, and He saves us once for all. Children of man, oh, glorious calling. Surely His grace will keep us from falling. Passing from death to life at His call. Blessed salvation once for all. And then the chorus goes, once for all, oh, sinner, receive it. Once for all, oh, doubter, believe it. Cling to the cross.
your burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all. That's it, beloved. Once for all. Free from the law. You are saved in Christ Jesus. No way else. And I just wonder this morning, how many of us are sitting here and we're trying to work our way to heaven some way? Our salvation is a bunch of do's and don'ts, rules and regulations. Beloved, if that's what it's all about for you, get out of it. Get out of it. That's no way. You will never work your way to heaven. You'll only rest your way in Jesus. So what about all this law business? Just go to Christ. And you'll find everything you need in Him. And rest in Him. Father God, would You help us today to trust You? I mean, there's a part of each one of us that we think we got to do something. We want to work it. We want to get after it somehow, some way. And all the while, you sit there and say, I've done it all for You. Just trust Me. So, Lord, would You just help us today, each one of us, by faith, just to rest in Jesus.